We appreciate your presence this morning, and we know that there's some that having health problems, it's not easy for you to get out and to be with us, and we're happy that you're here this morning. Those who have been sick, and we're thankful that you're well and able to be here this morning. We had a good Bible study, Brother Bob, and good singing, good prayers. We're going to study this morning on a very important lesson. I think that it'd be great if everyone in the religious world would understand this subject and apply it to their lives. We'd all be pleasing God. That is according to the pattern. In Hebrews 8 and verse 5, it says, "Who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you in the mountain." And so God here is instructing Moses to build the tabernacle according to the pattern that he gave him. And so God gave Moses the instructions, the pattern that he was to use. And Moses was to do everything that God had commanded him. We know that the seamstress, the carpenter, they need a reliable pattern or a blueprint to build according to the specifications. Without some sort of guide or instructions, they would be in darkness as to what another wanted. And so those who sew and make their clothes, those who build houses, they have a pattern or a blueprint to go by. My wife, when our daughters were young, we bought a sewing machine, and I think she's had it maybe about 50 years now, but it still works good. But she made dresses and clothes for her daughters and for herself. But first she would buy a pattern, and then she'd buy the material to make the clothes. And so it's important to have a pattern to go by. This is especially true in the spiritual realm. God has given us a pattern. In 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 11, it says, "For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." And so the Spirit of God has revealed to us the things of God, the will of God. And we need to be careful that we follow the teachings of God's Word. Man cannot direct his own steps. Too many people today in the religious world are directing their own steps, doing things their own way. In Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And so when we start directing our own steps, doing things our own ways, we're not pleasing God. In Proverbs 16, verse 25, "There's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And so people are doing what seems right, what feels right, what seems and looks right to them, but it leads to eternal death and destruction. God has always given a perfect pattern to man for what he wants, and man must follow the pattern. When a carpenter builds several houses by the same pattern or the blueprint, without changes, they are identical. I've seen pictures in Arizona of subdivisions. Looks like all the houses look alike. So let us faithfully build according to God's pattern, denouncing all changes, and we'll have exactly what God intended. The divine pattern. Moses had to build the tabernacle according to the pattern that God gave. In Exodus 25, verse 8 and 9, says, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you." That is the pattern of the tabernacle, the pattern of all the furnishings, just so ye shall make it. In verse 40, he says, "And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." And so God instructed them to follow carefully the pattern that he had given them concerning the tabernacle. They're examples of those who failed to follow God's pattern, and they were punished for their disobedience to God. In Leviticus 10, verses 1 and 2, read about Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. He says, each took his censer, put fire in it, put incense on it, offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. And so here were two men offered up profane fire or strange fire. It wasn't what God had commanded them, and so God destroyed them because of their disobedience. We read where Uzzah disobeyed God and he died. He had good intentions. God had commanded them that the Ark of the Covenant, that they were to use poles, they were to carry it by hand. And they were hauling it on ox cart, not following God's plan. And it says, and when they came to Sidon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah and struck him because he put his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. Just think of that. The ark looked like it was going to fall, and he put his hand on it to steady it, and he died because they were not following God's plan, his pattern. In 1 Chronicles 15, verse 15, the children of Levi bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of God. Solomon had to build the temple according to the pattern that God gave him. In 1 Chronicles 28, verse 11 and 12, then David gave to Solomon, his son, the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof, the treasures thereof, and the upper chambers thereof, of the inner parlors thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit, of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, the treasures of the house of God, and of the treasures of the dedicated things. And so God had given the pattern to David. David gave it to his son Solomon to build the temple according to the pattern. In 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 19, all this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. There was disobedience in following God's pattern. Uzziah, king of Judah, was lifted up with pride, and he disobeyed God. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. The priest stood up to Uzziah and told him he had no right to burn incense, that the sons of Aaron were to do it. And so this man was lifted up with pride. He thought he would just do it himself. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 19, then Uzziah was wroth, had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And so they thrust him out, and he had leprosy till he died because of his disobedience. He didn't follow God's plan. The church must build according to the pattern that God has given. Yes, in Hebrews 8, verse 4 and 5, says, for if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mountain. Now God instituted the priesthood and the tabernacle in the Old Testament, and they were the type of the New Testament. So Moses was instructed to build according to the pattern that God gave him. Yes, those things back there were a shadow or a type of the things that were to come concerning the church and being Christians. The application is for us to follow God's pattern for the church and not to change it. We're to follow the example of the early church, for they followed the pattern that God gave them. In Acts 2 and verse 42 says, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. Yes, this was a pattern that God gave them. There are many churches today with different names, and they worship differently, and they have different organizations, not according to the pattern of God. They're following the doctrines and the commandments of men. In 2 John verse 9, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. And so the doctrine is the teachings of Christ. It's the pattern that he gave us. And if we don't follow that pattern, he says we have not God. Those who teach and practice things contrary to the doctrine of Christ are to be marked and they're to be avoided. In Romans 6, verse 17 and 18, Paul says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions, offenses, contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. Avoid them, for they serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, by good words and fair speeches, deceive the hearts of the simple. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, rather reprove them. And so those who are teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men, were to mark them, to avoid them, and have no fellowship with them. The Word of God has given us the pattern that God wants us to follow. God's Word is perfect, it's complete. And when we plant the Word of God, it will produce Christians and the church as God would have it to be. At this time, let's look at the New Testament pattern God has given for us to follow. Yes, building according to the New Testament pattern. Now, name is important. We must wear a Bible name. We know that in this world, a name is important. Your name is important. When you get a check, you want your name on it. The person who writes the check, you want their name on it. It's important. Consider the definition of the word name. It's a word or a combination of words by which a person, place, idea, etc., is known or designated, according to Random House College Dictionary. Hence, a name, as used in this study, is a word or words used to identify, describe, or designate something. When we speak of a name of the church, we refer not to what English grammar refers as a proper name, but simply to terms used to designate the church. Yes, the name is important. We're to wear the name of Christ. We honor him by wearing his name. The church of the New Testament is known as the church, Ephesians 3:11. It's called the church of God in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, the body of Christ. It's called the church of the Lord in Acts 20 and 38, the church of Christ. In Romans 16:16 says, the churches of Christ salute you. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. And so we wear the name of Christ. The church belongs to him. The church is the bride of Christ, and the bride is to wear her husband's name. Christ is the builder. He's the foundation. He's the head over all things to the church, and he is the bridegroom. And so it's important that we wear Bible names. We glorify Christ by wearing his name. And so why would I want to wear the name of Luther? Luther is not the bridegroom. Luther didn't die for us. And so we're to wear the name of Christ. The foundation, the pattern is, the foundation is important. A building is as strong as its foundation. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church that he built. And there's to be no other foundation. There's one building and there's one foundation, Jesus Christ. In Matthew 16:18, he says, "Thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." To build upon this foundation, we must be a hearer and a doer of Jesus' words. In Matthew 7, verse 24, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll liken him unto a wise man that builds his house upon a rock." And so Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church. He's the builder of the church. The law that we live under today, yes, we live under the law of Christ, the New Testament, and not the law of Moses, the Old Testament. Many are trying to live under both laws at the same time, and that's impossible. Many try to go back under the law of Moses to justify what they practice in religion today. Yes, the law of Moses has been fulfilled. It's completed. Jesus came to fulfill the law. In Matthew 5, verse 17, he says, "Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And so Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses. He nailed it to the cross. In Hebrews 8 and verse 7, "For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second." And so the first covenant, the law of Moses, was not perfect. Therefore, it was ended. We're under the law of Christ. The law of Christ is called the perfect law of liberty. And so the pattern for us is to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, the New Testament, the pattern that we're to use. Membership is important. What does the pattern or the Word of God tell us what we must do to be saved? The New Testament pattern tells us what we must do to be saved and be a member of the church that Jesus built. In Acts, the second chapter, we read what they did there to be saved. When the church had its beginning, yes, Peter stood up with the apostles and preached, and there was a multitude there. In Acts 2, 37 and 38, "And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And so these believers, they had preached Jesus, or Peter and them had preached to them about Jesus. And they believed and they cried out what to do to be saved. They were told, repent and be baptized. The saved then were added to the church that Jesus built, not to some denomination. In Acts 2:47, "Praising God, having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." And so those that gladly received the word were baptized. The Lord added them to his church. We read where the eunuch, Ethiopian eunuch, heard Philip preach Jesus to him. Notice what he asked. In Acts 8, verse 35 through 39, "Then Philip opened his mouth, began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into certain water. The eunuch said, See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch. He baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called away Philip. The eunuch saw him no more. He went on his way rejoicing." And so here the eunuch realized he needed to be baptized. And they went down into the water and they came up out of the water. Baptism is immersion and not sprinkling or pouring. God's pattern tells us one must hear the word of God, believe, repent, confess Jesus is God's Son and be baptized. This is the pattern, this is the plan that God gave. Organization of the church, we must follow the pattern that God has given. We can't read about a pope or cardinals or archbishops in the Bible. In the early church, there were elders and deacons, evangelists, teachers, and saints. In Acts 14 and verse 23, it says, "When they had ordained them elders in every church, had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed." Philippians 1 and 1, "Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons." The elders, the bishops, the pastors referring to the same office. And so they had elders and deacons. And so to be an elder or deacon, one must desire the office and meet the qualifications and then be ordained, appointed as elders and deacons. This is God's plan. When we worship God to assemble, we must follow the pattern that God has given. On the Lord's Day, we're to partake of the Lord's Supper, and we're to give as we prospered. In Acts 20 and 7 says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." They came together on the first day of the week to eat the Lord's Supper, to break bread. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 2, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come." And so God's pattern is for us to eat the Lord's Supper, to give on the first day of the week as we've been prospering. We're to sing songs of praise, we're to pray to God, and hear the Word of God. Yes, in Acts 2:42, we read about prayers and fellowship and breaking of bread. Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speaking to yourselves psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your hearts to the Lord." In Acts 20 and 7, we read where Paul preached to them. Yes, this is the pattern that God has given concerning worship to him. Eating the Lord's Supper, giving as we've been prospering, singing spiritual songs, praying to God, hearing the Word of God be preached. Also, there's to be discipline in the church according to the pattern. In 2 Thessalonians 3 and 6 says, "Now we command you, brethren, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly, not after tradition which he received of us." And so those who are unfaithful, those who refuse to repent, he says, you withdraw from them. The church at Corinth had a brother who was guilty of fornication. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5 and 5, "Deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus." And so they were told that they were to rebuke this man, but this man repented. And of course, we're thankful for that. There are things that are not according to the pattern that God has given. Yes, they're just too numerous for us to mention. Many are not following the pattern God has given. Many are not wearing names found in the Bible that the church is called. The church belongs to Christ. It's his bride. Why not honor him and wear his name? There are many churches today teaching different doctrines, when the pattern tells us that Jesus established but one church and one doctrine. Yes, there's one body, he says, which is the church. And yet there's thousands of different churches and teaching different doctrines today. The pattern says there's only the one that Jesus built. Many are not following the New Testament church, which is the law of the New Testament, which is the law of Christ. They have the creeds of men. They're following the doctrines, the commandments of men. In Matthew 15 and 9, he says, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And so the New Testament is the pattern, the words that we're to teach today and to follow. Many are teaching that we're saved, that all that one must do is to have faith. Yes, many teach all you must do is believe and have faith and accept Christ as your personal Savior, and they say that you're saved. Faith only will save you. But every example of conversion in the New Testament, they were baptized. They heard, they believed, they repented, they confessed, and they were baptized. Many, instead of having elders and deacons, they have one that they call their pastor that has control of the church. Then there's some that have the Pope and the cardinals in control. We know in the early church they had the elders and deacons. In worship to God, many use instrumental music when only singing is mentioned. Every scripture concerning music refers to singing praises to God and not use of mechanical instruments of music. Also, instead of giving to God as we prospered, we know that many have all kinds of ways in raising money. They have their sales and all the sell chances, and they do almost anything to raise money for that denomination. Many churches today have their kitchens, their entertainment, their ball teams. They're more of a social club. But this is not the work of the church. The work of the church is not to provide entertainment for the members, but to worship and to serve God according to His will. We read where those in the Old Testament were punished when they didn't follow God's pattern. The same is true today if we fail to follow God's pattern. In Matthew 7, verse 22 and 23, Jesus gives us a picture of the judgment day, and many are going to be disappointed because they didn't follow the pattern God gave them. Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." Then will I profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity." We're told in Revelation 22 that we're not to add to or take from the word of God. And so in conclusion, we must faithfully follow or build according to the pattern, as Moses and Solomon did. When we build according to the pattern, we'll be like the original church. To be the New Testament church, it must be identical to the church of the New Testament. And so let us speak where the Bible speaks, be silent where the Bible is silent. Let's call Bible things by Bible names. And if you're not a member of the Lord's church, we encourage you to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've already told you what you must do to be saved: faith, repentance, confession, and be baptized, and live a faithful Christian life following the pattern that God has given, and heaven will be your home. And so if you're subject in any way, why don't you come now while we stand and sing this song.
God called in Gershon.